You're listening to Penny Johnston with ABC Baby Talk Podcast.
So welcome to Motherhood in the 21st Century, where many of us are entering into parenting late and alone and trying to cope with the sort of problems our parents or grandparents would have taken in their stride. This is why I was delighted and somewhat amused to discover the involvement of a young high-tech startup company that creates software and communications, helping out in the field of breastfeeding. Because once the birth process is over and the euphoria of that new baby starts to calm down to a new kind of normal, you're about to enter a new zone of difficulty. It's known as breastfeeding, and I defy any first-time mother to tell me that it was easy. It's often the first hurdle new mothers encounter and is unexpected, frustrating, and incredibly hard to get the right help for because problems mostly arise when there's no one else around that can help. So enter this high-tech computer company. Small World Social is a company whose clients include New Balance, Gentech, and global organisations in the medical industry. As funky new startups, they were given the use of 5 pairs of Google Glass. Well, I like to think of them as Google Glasses because they're really like a pair of spectacles that combine a small camera with a drop-down screen that you can connect to the internet with. Does it sound intriguing? I thought you'd be interested. Madeline Sands is the coordinator of this project that was developed alongside the Australian Breastfeeding Association. I asked her to tell us some more about this Help for Breastfeeding project.
So what we wanted to do is we really wanted to provide mums in Australia with all the information and resources possible for right now with all the technology. So what we did is we've taken Google Glass, which is a hands-free technology that you wear on your face, and we've incorporated that into breastfeeding.
Now, it sort of makes sense, but we're sort of talking about you wear them like a pair of spectacles.
Yeah, exactly. So they're kind of like smart glasses. So it's like a mobile phone or a computer on your face.
So not only do they have a little camera that can see what you're doing or see things from your perspective, it's also got sort of like a little drop-down screen that you can look at as well?
Yeah, so when you're looking out on them, it's a little screen like if you're wearing normal glasses and you can see through them at all times. And you can have information pushed to the glass as well, or you can do like a video call. You can take photos. There's lots of possibilities.
So if you are listening to us while maybe you're feeding a baby or you're holding a baby, imagine you're wearing a pair of glasses and look down. That's probably almost a better view of how you're breastfeeding than a lactation consultant might have from looking across the baby at you.
Definitely. And that's what I think was so great about when these came out and we knew the perfect opportunity to use them was the breastfeeding counsellor can really see what it's like through the mother's eyes. So it's at the perfect angle to see whatever the baby's doing, the different latch, how wide the mouth has been opened.
Because you're actually looking down, you get a mother's eye view of what it's like.
Exactly.
Your project is lending the Google Glasses, or do mothers have to buy the Google Glass to be able to participate?
Yeah, so at the moment they're only available in the developer's edition. So we've got 5 pairs, which is pretty remarkable considering there's only about 8,000 in the world at the moment.
They sound expensive.
They're a little bit right now, but once they come out commercially, they shouldn't be too much.
I take it that the glasses would be sort of prohibitive to buy, but, you know, maybe there'd be a use for them to be, say, loaned or rented, like you might rent a breast pump if you needed it.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the suggestions we had from the counsellors, because we were really asking them, well, how do you think we can roll this out? You know, they're the ones on the front line, they've got some really great ideas. And one of them was to rent it out like a breast pump. And for sponsorship, that's definitely something that we're going to be talking with the ABA about and seeing what steps that they would like to take forward.
Now, the thing about breastfeeding is, in my experience, it was infinitely harder than I expected it to be, but then once I got the hang of it, it was okay. So we're talking about quite a short crisis period in a new mother's life.
Yeah, absolutely. So the trial that we're conducting at the moment that actually finishes on Sunday goes for 6 weeks. And at the moment, that's the highest drop-off rate. So once the mums tend to get to 6 weeks, they're pretty much good to go. So that's the time that we're really trying to target.
Those first couple of days where you're going, what the heck, this hurts, am I doing it right? You know, the baby's not very good at it, you're not very good at it. It's a problem mainly for first-time mums.
Well, we had four. So we've got, like I said, we've got five people in the trial, and four of them are first-time mums, and one mum has had history, like difficulties in the past with her last two. And we found it was really beneficial to all of them. One of our mums, she called in. She's the one who had history, like problems in the past. She called in, and it was just a tiny change that she needed to make. And the counsellor, the mum wouldn't have been able to explain that because she didn't really know what she was doing. And she wouldn't have been able to explain that to the counsellor. But because the counsellor could see what the baby was doing, it was a slight adjustment. And that one adjustment made the world of difference.
And we're really talking sometimes for some mothers, we're talking about the difference between breastfeeding and not breastfeeding.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, breastfeeding, not breastfeeding, breastfeeding comfortably, feeling confident in what you're doing, and all those other general questions that mums have about their babies, like, are they getting enough sleep? Are they getting enough milk? Am I holding the baby correctly? I mean, there's so many questions that new mums have.
You're bringing back all these memories of the football hold, the lying down, the under backwards under your arm hold, and in all these sort of kind of crazy manoeuvres. I like to talk about it as the stuff that's not in the brochure because it's pretty uncomfortable and it's a bit confronting too.
Yeah, definitely. And I think people think that it's a really easy thing to do and you'll get it straight away, but it's not. And so many people have issues with it that it's a really big problem. Kind of the secret women's business that no one likes to talk about. And that's what we really want to get to. We want all mums to feel that confidence.
One of the problems that I used to have was my, as crazy as it sounds, is that my baby used to fall asleep. And so you'd have to go, are you just hanging there or are you drinking? Are you actually getting some sustenance or are you just taking a snooze?
Yeah.
And so that I can see would be really useful to be able to sort of look down and go, is he asleep or is he actually drinking?
I mean, it's definitely one of those taboo subjects that you don't want to say to the other mums, like, oh, so, you know, how's breastfeeding going? Everyone's like, oh, it's great. You know, I love it. I feel so connected with my baby. No one wants to say, oh, I've been up half the night crying because I'm so sore.
Yes.
You know, I can't work out if I'm doing it right. And yeah, that's definitely what we want to solve.
What I want to know is towards the end of the 6 weeks, when mums really did have it down pat and those babies were drinking away and you were sort of sitting there going, doo, 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 could you use the Google Glasses to watch a movie or something?
Yeah, well, actually, we've built some apps that go on them. And so one of the ones that we really tried to get was anything that's had a complex process. So say it was latching on or hand expressing. And from it, within the app, so you could, you know, go through the different steps. So it might be the first hold and then, you know, wait till the baby opens its mouth. And then within that, we've also put little videos so the mum can watch a short clip as well.
You haven't got your own children, have you?
No.
You've learnt more about breastfeeding than you ever thought you needed to know.
Yeah, I never thought I would know so much information. I do feel quite prepared, though, for when I do encounter it.
Tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to be involved with this project.
Yeah, so we're a really young technology company. We're everyone on the project's in their 20s. And so our idea came about is we got our first pair of Google Glass and we're kind of like, oh, man, I don't know what to do with this. We knew it was really great technology and we wanted to make something really special out of it. And it wasn't until we went on our Facebook pages and we just started to get inundated with all these new babies, you know, all our friends are pregnant. And that's when we first realized that, hey, breastfeeding, it's actually quite a bit harder than we first realized. And maybe this technology would be perfect for it.
How did you go about researching what women might need?
Yeah, well, we actually went straight to the ABA and they're such a great organisation. You know, they're national and I already knew about them before this project. My mum used the ABA when she was breastfeeding me and my sister. So it was already quite well known. And yeah, we contacted them and they've just been fantastic. And it turns out it's their 50th year anniversary as well. So it kind of ties in perfect with them.
Have you got an app that goes with this?
Yeah. So what happens is we've got an information portal. And so you can access that on any browser or tablet or on your phone as well. And it has some really great resources from the ABA. And then from there, we've actually, our next step is so you can push the content straight from that portal onto your glass and you can see a curated experience hands-free. And so that might be for things that are, you know, a step-by-step process. And then if you're still having issues, that's when you can call from glass the breastfeeding counsellor. And you can get one-on-one counselling from them.
Now, if I'm not one of these lucky mums with Google Glass, can I still use the content?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we really want to do is our portal that we've made, it's just the ABA's information. They already have a hotline that you can call normally just over your phone and you can talk to a counsellor there, and that runs 24 hours, 7 days a week. And what we really want to do is, the next step we would love to do is make it so you can either make a video call with a counsellor and then start introducing some of this new technology into it as well.
Yes, because I have to say that it was a friend who was a lactation consultant who came over to help me out with breastfeeding, for which I will be eternally grateful. It would be nice to think that mothers in the future are going to have access to this high technology answer.
Absolutely. And I think it's especially important for people who are either in an isolated situation or they're rural and they don't have that person who's done it before and can come to them and show them when they really need it the most, that I think it'll be really beneficial.
The app and the website will be a great way of logging into that information.
Definitely. We're looking at doing a few new phases of the app before we hopefully can release that to everybody.
Okay, so the app's not available yet to the general public?
No, it's okay. We're still developing that.
Okay, and when do you see the app coming online?
I mean, I would definitely love to see it this year. There's a few extra features that we would like to input into it, and that's something that we're really in talks with the counsellors and seeing what kind of features that they would like to see, as well as the mums who have gone through it. Like, what's going to help the mums the most? What did they feel that was missing that we could put in there? There's a few things that I didn't realise as well that the mums found really handy, and so was the counsellors. So okay. One of those was instant messaging. We used Google Hangouts, but on Facebook chat as well, just being able to type to a counsellor what was happening and getting a response straight away back. And it really helped when the mums were feeling a bit upset or they didn't really want to see anyone or talk to anyone. They just wanted an answer to their question. Sometimes you just have a question that has nothing to do with the latch at all. Maybe it's to do with, oh, is my baby getting enough sleep? And that's why it's another great thing that we're using video chat, because it means you can actually see the counsellor's face and the counsellor can see you as well. And so it adds that extra bit of personal touch to it, I think.
Mm. What's next for the company since you've mastered breastfeeding?
What we mainly do is we work with pretty big international companies, and we've got a base in the US and in Melbourne. We have our fingers in a few different pies at the moment. So whatever the next most exciting piece of technology, I'm sure we'll find a new application for that.
Madeline Sands, coordinator of the breastfeeding project with Small World Social. And I think there's something incredibly inspiring about a group of high-tech 20-somethings who, when they get one of the most interesting new bits of technological equipment, find a way to turn it into helping new mothers who perhaps you might even think as being in the least need of such technology. I hope you enjoyed this Baby Talk story. And if you've got an idea for a story you'd really like us to cover on Baby Talk, why don't you join us on Facebook? It's a great way to connect, and you could suggest a story that might turn up on the podcast. I'm Penny Johnston, and we'll see you next time on Baby Talk. Baby Talk.